This morning's gospel reading is taken from John, chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." And this is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Heavenly Father, this morning, may we hear what you want to say to us, and may we learn more about you and about Jesus. Amen. I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but Christmas is fast approaching. And if anyone has managed to do any shopping, bought any presents or write any cards, I don't want to know, because I haven't. But obviously, as Christians, it's more to Christmas than that. It's a time when we look forward and celebrate the special birth of a baby. And for those of you who are aware of these things, Advent starts next Sunday. And that's a time of preparation. And I don't just mean all the shopping, the presents, the cakes, etc. But it's a time of preparation for Jesus coming. Not just as a baby, but also looking forward to when he comes again. Because this time, when he comes back, he will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in all glory and majesty. And as we've said already, this is what this Sunday is about: Christ the King. But Jesus was and is a king like no other. I don't know what you think of when you think of a king. And I think the children came up with some wonderful ideas, some of which I had. I had a crown. I didn't have a throne, but I thought all the ceremonial that goes around it. And then I was thinking, well, people might think of someone like Martin Luther King Jr. Or, if you're of a certain age, Elvis. And probably others, none of which quite fit Jesus. I mean, never mind the sense of humour. You never know what he might have singing as karaoke around the campfire. Yeah, predate Elvis? Who knows? But Jesus was king like no other. And therefore, it's no wonder that Pilate was confused. He'd been told that the man stood before him had said he was a king. But Jesus appeared to be just an ordinary man. Surely a king should have all the fine robes, expensive jewellery, fawning servants. Instead, as an ordinary man, ordinary clothes, no jewellery, and his only followers were a complete mismatch and a bunch of misfits. So Pilate asked the question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And as Jesus often did, he answered the question with a question: "Is that your own idea, or did others talk to you about me?" Or to put it another way, do you really want to know the answer? Because if you truly want to know the answer, I will give it. But it does carry a warning, because your life might never be the same again. How often is that true for us? that when we ask Jesus, our God, to do something, change something in whatever way, do we really, honestly, truly want to know the answer? Oh, we'll say we do. But are we really hoping that God will give us the answer we expect and want? Not what he actually thinks and knows is the best answer for us. So Pilate's still confused and asks another, well, what have you done? And Jesus, as Jesus does, when he isn't giving the questions an answer, often gives an enigmatic one. And in this case, he actually doesn't seem to answer the question, but it goes far deeper than we can easily imagine. And it's a slightly different translation to the one we had read to us. But he says, my kingdom is not of this world. And Pilate still hasn't got it. You are a king then, are you? I'm still not sure. Do we keep asking God, even when he's given us his answer, in the hope that either we've misheard him or God might have changed his mind? And Jesus, yet another enigmatic answer. I came to testify to the truth. And at this point, Pilate gives up. If you read the next verse, his parting shot is, what is truth? And that's a whole different sermon. We don't know what Pilate believed. Was he still asking questions of God? Was he still looking for the right answer? What we do know is that when Jesus was crucified, he put a sign on the cross saying, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Did he believe? Who knows? Because Jesus is a king like no other. And therefore, God's kingdom is a kingdom like no other. A kingdom rather than based on earthly things, that's based on love and trust, where authority comes from God alone. A kingdom where hearts, minds and love are more important than rules and regulations. A kingdom like no other. And because of Jesus' birth, death and resurrection, God's kingdom is established here on earth, but not fully. As the events of the last 10 days have shown, and other events in the past and that will happen in the future, we live in a broken, corrupt, imperfect world. But God's kingdom can and does break through. You get glimpses of it. Have to look out for them sometimes, but the glimpses are there. We can see it in the kindness and self-giving of others, in miracles and wonders, the way that lives can be transformed and changed. And often we see it when we least expect it. And one day, things are going to change for everyone, everywhere, when Jesus, the King, returns, and then God's kingdom will be established forever and ever. Jesus never called himself the Son of God. He called himself the Son of Man, the person able to be in God's presence and look at him directly. And he's been, as it said in the reading we didn't have in Daniel, he's been given authority, glory, and sovereign power over everything. Jesus is coming back. He will return, and this time in full glory and majesty. And his kingdom will never be destroyed, will never pass away. A kingdom based on love and truth. This is our King, like no other, Jesus, the Son of Man, who is going to return. And we don't know when. Countless people have tried and will try to predict when that will be, even being precise as to say you know, the exact hour, day and year and month. But not even Jesus knows. The only person who knows is God, his Father. But the fact that Jesus will come back, because God has promised it, and God keeps his promises. But until that day, we can't afford to be complacent. We're not here to twiddle our thumbs waiting. We're called to make a difference, to tell others about God's love in words and practical ways, to help God's kingdom break through into the here and now. A kingdom based on love and truth, a kingdom like no other. And that's a challenge for us, especially at this time of year, not to get caught up in all the soppy sentimentality about Christmas and the birth of the baby. Now, please don't think I'm being a killjoy, and I'm not saying we shouldn't celebrate, because Christmas is a start of God's ultimate plan to save the world. But so often we think of Jesus as a baby in a manger, and out there in the world, that's it. Doesn't grow up. But we knew that. We know that. We know that this baby grows up to be a man. A man who taught a different way, who saw things and people differently, and never did quite what people expected. And this man was and is a king, but a king like no other, with power and authority from God, who challenges accepted thinking and ways, who brings love and hope for all people, who transforms lives. And this king will return in glory to establish God's kingdom forever and ever, as it says in the words of Revelation. Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. A kingdom like no other when Jesus returns. So today, as we worship Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we need to remember that we're called to be part of this world, to show God's kingdom and God's love to others. So tomorrow, or even this afternoon, let's go out into the world to show and tell others about this radical king like no other, who loves and cares and brings hope to all, and who one day will return to establish his kingdom, and a kingdom that will never end. A king like no other. A king who was born as a baby, grew up to be a man. A king and God, but fully human as well. A king like no other. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.